was called St Bonaventure's Youth, and that used to meet in room, I think was it 3 or 4 in the community centre at Woodall, which is quite near Our Lady's. And we used to meet on, I think it was Sunday evenings we used to meet, and it was quite a going concern, believe it or not, really. One of their big highlights was they used to run film shows in the main hall, public, you know, and we had things like Going My Way. They used to have in the evening, I suppose there would have been about 30, yeah, I think at least 30, perhaps 40 or more. It was mainly Catholics, but there were a few non-Catholics at there was dancing, obviously, and they ran these film shows. They used to have a New Year's party, and they used to run hikes and rambles, all for years, not long after I was a youth. There was one or two people that were running it, like Brian Hall has got mixed up with that, and that's where he met his wife, Helen. I think it must have been around 1965, and Grover. So we all used to go over to the football club. Mainly we used to go to Bingo on a Sunday night. And the chap who lived down in Chalkdale was a chap named Brian Hall. I'm never a footballer, but we used to go over there, I'm afraid, just to drink. I used to watch football on a Saturday over there. And the chap who ran the football club, because it was a football and social club, Cooper his name was, they only had one to start with, and then they eventually got a reserve. And it hadn't been going very long when we went over there, and they eventually extended the building more and more, you know. And eventually, Brian and a chap named Brian Hall and Dave Williams, they virtually ran the committee eventually. I went on the committee, and I think I did the minutes for the committee and things like that. And Brian put a lot of effort into the place and got lots of work done. He got the car park made up because it was like a ploughed field, you know, just across the road from here. They managed in the end to buy the ground, get a mortgage on the ground. I'm out to say they got the car park made up, and while Brian was there, they got floodlights installed. And that was a funny old carry-on, because the night they got the floodlights finished, the firm that put them in, whose name I can't remember now, came down to set them up, see that they got a reasonable illumination. And they got 6 masts, mount the floodlights on, and what they were doing, they had all the lights on, and they were sort of setting squares out on the field, football field, and measuring the brightness of the light. The trouble is, it took them so long, we were still doing this at 1 o'clock in the morning. Now all these lights were all on at this while this is going on, and councillor, I can't remember his name now, he arrived on the site because he'd been rung up. People wanted to know what all the light was around the garden, said they could see the light.
Yes.
And the police came down and said, what's going on, you know? And we were all sitting in the club, bar was shut. We were all waiting for these people to finish this measuring of the light. Eventually they did finish. So anyway, that gave them, the football club, a better setup for the football, because the football was going on late in the winter, and because it was getting dark. I mean, all they could do before that was to keep starting the football games earlier and earlier. So they did quite well. They got into a fairly sudden league, I think it was called, or something, no, the sudden, it was, oh,